Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Pesachim Dav Ches, and we are starting with Halacha Zayin near the bottom of the Amud, and if you also stop, it's all the way at the end of Vav Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Biaka Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now this is a continuation of the previous sugya. Rav Chanan Skana Kehanim had taught in the previous Mishnah that the Kehanim didn't hold back burning two types of meat together, even though they were different levels of Toma. And there was a Machlokes or Barakapar and Rabbi Yechanan what the Chiddush is. So according to Barakapar, the Chiddush was that Toma the Rabbanon and the Dairaisa were burned together, even though that makes the Rabbanon into a Dairaisa. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, both meats were tamei deraisa. And the chiddush was that a shlishi is allowed to be burned with a rishon, even though it's becoming more tamei, it's getting bumped up from a shlishi to a sheni. Now, let's just remember two terms that we had mentioned yesterday. Tamei means that this thing is so tamei that it could be metamei other things, whereas pasul means that it's tamei, but is not able to impart that tuma to other things. So now knowing that, Mishnah tells us, Hoisif Rabbi Kiva added on even a bigger chiddush, that mimeim shal kaihanim, the days of the kaihanim, loinim nu melahadlik as Hashem and shenifsel betvul yoim, that they didn't withhold burning oil that became pasul because it was touched by a tvul yom. A tvul yom is a person who was tamei, went to the mikvah, but didn't have hair of shemesh yet, the sun didn't set yet, therefore he will pasul kachim if he touches them. So this oil which is tamei has to be burned, but you're allowed to benefit from it, so you could put it into a lamp. And they didn't withhold burning this oil, b'ner shenitim tamei mace, inside a lamp. They became tamei with tumas mace, even though they're adding tuma onto its already existing tuma. Now the Gemara discusses this in light of the opinions of Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yechanan to see what the extra chiddush is. According to Rabbi Yechanan over there, who had said the chiddush in the previous Mishnah is they were burning two pieces of meat, which are both tamei de'oraisa, and we're just picking up the level of tuma from a shlishi to a sheni. So Baal Haisef over here, Rabbi Kiva is coming to add on psul taira and tumas taira. That even though one of the things over here, namely the oil, is only pasul midairaisa, that's allowed to be burned with something which is tamei de'oraisa. The oil is pasul because it was touched by a tvul yom, even though that's a shlishi, and we know that kachim could become a revi. There's still a din with tvul yom that it could only pasul and not mitame, and so the added chiddush over here, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is that tuma could be burned with psol, even though now the psol becomes tame. So that's a fine chiddush. But according to Bar Kapara Taman, according to Bar Kapara over there in the previous Mishnah, that the chiddush was sarfin tumas divrehen in tumas taira, that we could burn tuma drabanon with tuma dairaisa, and now the tuma drabanon becomes dairaisa. While vahacha over here, what's the chiddush? Psol taira and tumas taira, something that's pasul midairaisa could be burned with something that's tame midairaisa, and it turns out chasan beis on top loy ba el lifchais, that this Mishnah is only coming to teach a lesser chiddush, because in the previous Mishnah we're allowed to take something that was tamei midrabanon and make it tamei dairaisa. In our Mishnah it's not such a big chiddush. We could take something that's pasul midrabanon and make it tamei dairaisa. Okay, a chiddush, but not bigger than the previous Mishnah that we're taking something tamei midrabanon and making it tamei dairaisa. So I'll say that according to Bar Kapara, we can use this lashon in the Mishnah that hoisif Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is adding on a bigger chiddush. And the answer is Stetra, we could explain as follows: betvul yomi beis parasu midivrayan, that the tamei we're talking about over here is also derabanon. This tvul yom they're referring to is a person who went into a beis hapras. We had mentioned this type of tuma yesterday. It's only a tuma derabanon, and therefore the oil is only tamei derabanon. So not only is its status derabanon, but also it's not even tamei, it's pasul. So we're discussing psul midrabanon being burned with a tuma de'oraisa, and that means not only are we turning it from a derabanon to a de'oraisa, we're also turning it from psul to tamei, and that's the added chedesh. Now we skip the next two lines because they're really borrowed from the previous sugya and they don't belong over here. And we continue discussing Rav Manu Kumi Rabbi Yaisi, Rav Manu said in front of Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Kiva Kedaite, Rabbi Kiva's Lashitasai. Namely, the Rabbi Kiva over here holds in our Mishnah that the oil becomes Tamei, Dainu, as we've been saying, that it becomes so Tamei it could be Matamei other things, not just that it remains Pasul. If it remained Pasul, then it wouldn't be a Chedesh. And why is he Lashitasai? Rabbi Kiva Amar Yitma Yitma Dvar Taira. Rabbi Kiva has a drush from a Pasuk Yitma, the Midaraisa, food and liquids as well, as we're talking about over here, oil is able to become so Tamei that it could be Matamei other things. And this seems to be not like Rabbi Shmuel, who argues with Rabbi Kiva in this specific drasha of his. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, Avagav de lesser Rabbi Shmuel Yitma Yitma Ba'ichlin, even though Rabbi Shmuel does not agree with Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Yitma Yitma by food, Isla Yitma Yitma B'Kalim, he has a different drasha, Yitma Yitma by Kalim, namely if a Kili touched food, in this case it's touching liquid, the oil, it is able to metame it, again with this high level of toma that it could metame something else, and therefore in truth, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in this specific din of our Mishnah are agreeing. It's based off of two different drushas, but they're still agreeing in the base din that the oil that's in this nair is becoming tamei, not just pasul. Now we discuss what type of tuma this lamp was. We're saying that this lamp was tamei, and the oil placed into it goes from being pasul to becoming tamei. So what type of tuma was this lamp? It's an aitani tamei mace. Those that teach that it was tamei mace, which means that the lamp itself touched a corpse, touched a dead body, so the lamp is an ava tuma. And it's an aitani betamei mace. There are those that say it touched something that was tamei mace. Dahainu, the lamp touched something that had touched the mace. mace, and that thing that touched the mace is avatoma, which means that technically the lamp should be a rishon latoma, and that would cause a problem in our Mishnah, but we're going to explain this. Manda amar tame mace, according to the first manda amar, that the lamp itself had touched the mace, so the lamp is an avatoma, b'chli shatef. That's referring to a lamp, which is kli shatef, which means it could be immersed if it becomes tame. For example, a lamp made out of wood, not out of earthenware, and we're going to explain at the end of the Gemara why not, but let's say wood, and that means that when it touched the mace itself, it becomes an avatoma, and then when the oil, which is a tefillah yom, gets poured into it, it now gets bumped up from a shlishi to a rishon, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, whereas manda amar mitmei mace, according to second manda amar, that this lamp had touched something which had touched the mace, which means that it touched something which is an avatoma. We have an issue because that means, as we just said, the lamp would become a rishon latoma, and then we're not learning any chiddush. The oil, which is a shlishi, is going to a rishon, and it's becoming a sheni. That's the same thing as the previous Mishnah, so must be that what's this lamp made out of? Bekli matchos, it's made out of metal, and there's a special din, dafka by metal, that when it touches tuma, it retains that same tuma that it touched. As we've been learning the whole time today and yesterday, whenever one thing touches something tame, it gets dropped to the next level of tuma. So av goes to rishon, rishon goes to sheni, sheni to shlishi, and shlishi to revi. With metal kalim, it doesn't work like that. So this metal lamp, when it touched an avatoma, it remains an avatoma, and once again, the Mishnah is teaching the same chiddush, that oil which is shlishi is now being put into a lamp which is an avatoma, and so that oil is getting bumped up two levels of toma to a reshine. Now the Gemara explains the first lashon, my taima, why is it that we had to say that the lamp is a kli shatef? For example, it's made out of wood. Why couldn't we say that it's an earthenware lamp? Standard lamps were actually made out of clay or earthenware, so why are we saying dafka that it's a kli shatef? And the answer is because the pasuk says v'chol kli pasuach v'gaymer tame hu. What do we learn from here? Hu tame ve'enoy nasa avatoma latame. Specifically with clay chayres, with earthenware, with things made out of clay, that when they become tame, even if they touch avi avais, they touch a mace itself, the highest level of toma could become is a reshine and not avatoma. And since we need our lamp to be an avatoma, the only way that could happen is if it's a metal lamp, as we just said, or if it's a kli shetef, it's something that could be immersed in a mikvah, like a wood lamp, then if it touches an avi avais, if it touches the mace itself, it will become an av and not a reshine. So that's what we can't be talking about, a kli cheres, an earthenware lamp over here. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the halacha ches, continue with our discussion of toma. This is really the third Mishnah in the series, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.